is official. That's like the official sound.
I love it. It felt official. I felt like I did. I've never done that before. I felt like I did a pretty good job for my first time. I felt like I nailed it.
Okay, so my first question is, can you just say and spell your first and last name?
Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Adam, A-D-A-M.
And then what is your position here, Adam?
I'm the president and owner.
Perfect. So what inspired you to create Olympus Mascots?
So I didn't create Olympus Mascots. Olympus Mascots was created at some point back in the 1960s. We got a call from McDonald's. We were at the time producing apparel, aprons and hats for McDonald's that was worn by their crew. And they asked us if we could make a Ronald McDonald jumpsuit, so a clown's jumpsuit. We made one of the first Ronald McDonald costumes ever. And then they asked us to make a purple gumball and a birdie and Grimace, Hamburglar. And that's how we got into mascots.
And then, so I have a little bit of inside knowledge, but you did the Bucky Badger documentary.
Yes.
So you previously played Bucky Badger, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. When I was in college, I was the mascot, the beloved mascot, Bucky Badger, at the University of Wisconsin.
And then how did that inspire you to, like, continue that legacy into this a little bit and stuff like that? Even though it was still, it was already going on and stuff like that, but you were bringing a unique perspective into it, right?
So I worked here for a while before I went to the University of Wisconsin. So I grew up around mascots. Always loved making people laugh, making people smile, having a good time, and that's what inspired me to become Bucky. And then when I bought Olympus in 2005, it allowed me to continue to enjoy that fun, the fun part about creating mascots or being mascots. Or sorry, I totally butchered that response, but
that's fine.
I know I can always redo them. So
a little bit more about Bucky. What makes Bucky such a great mascot?
Bucky represents the University of Wisconsin. Sorry. Bucky not only represents the University of Wisconsin, he also represents an entire state. Fun-loving character, easy to laugh at, looks a little silly, a little top-heavy, but has a really good time.
And then, in general, in your opinion, what makes a good mascot design?
A good mascot design depends on what the intended usage is and depends on what you're trying to derive with it. So, a great mascot design might just be a really cool looking product if you're trying to launch a new product. If you're representing a sports team or university, you want to create something that fans, old, young, students, kids can all get behind, get excited about. So you want something not too scary, you want something not too crazy. You want to also create a mascot for if it's for a sports team or university where the performer can interact with fans, can run up and down bleachers, so something that's not so large and cumbersome that they can't perform in it.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but is Olympus basically the biggest mascot producing company in the U.S.?
Yes, Olympus is the largest manufacturer of mascot costumes in the U.S.
And then, about how many, and you don't have to, the specifics don't have to go into this, but how many companies have you worked with? Like, how big is this, I guess?
If I guessed, we've probably done 25 to 30,000 mascots through the years. We work with hundreds of customers every single year, pro sports teams, collegiate sports teams, minor league baseball teams, restaurants, brands, all sorts of different characters, you know, representing everything down to even elementary schools.
And then, like, you're mass producing these a lot of times, but I don't think people represent, like, these are basically hand-produced. Like, you have people sewing these. These aren't machines creating all this stuff. Like, people are creating these.
Yeah, each mascot, yes, there's not a machine where you press, hey, make a Bucky. You can't press the make a Bucky button. The stripes on Bucky's shirt are hand-sewn together. If Geico Gecko has an expression in his face, that's hand-painted on. The eyes are glued on and often hand-painted. Horns are manually attached by our talented team members here at Olympus. It is truly a manual labor. If you walked around the production area, you would see their tools are glue guns, scissors, airbrushes. It's not overly sophisticated. We're really just relying on some talented artists that can create some really cool things.
And then, what is, in your opinion, one of the oddest mascots that you had produced?
So we've produced body parts. I can recall a kidney we produced for, I believe it was for a type of cancer awareness. We've produced drumsticks, mosquito sprays. The interesting one was for a, I believe it was Wheaton College down in Illinois. We produced a mastodon, which was actually a two-person mascot. So someone was the front and someone was the back. So wanted to, kind of curious how that tryout went. You're trying out for the front of the mastodon or to be the rear end of the mastodon for your school's mascot. But that was certainly a unique one.
And I think a lot of people would be surprised how much it has evolved over the years. Like, you're starting to get now the mascots that can blink, you know, that can, like, move certain parts of their bodies that you didn't think would be able to move and stuff like that. How technologically, you know, evolved has this gotten?
I mean, Bucky Badger's head over the years was originally made out of paper mache, so almost like an old school art project. Then we vacuum formed it. It was created out of a carbon fiber. What was it?
Fiberglass.
Thank you. Then Bucky was created out of fiberglass. It was really heavy. When I was performing as Bucky Badger, the head weighed 25 pounds. Carbon fiber comes out. Now we make Bucky's head out of carbon fiber and took maybe 10 pounds of weight out of that head. So there's always, while the mascots are still made by hand, there has been incremental improvements in the materials people are using and the way we manufacture them.
And then, of course, you don't have to go into details, but, like, some of this stuff is, like, top secret. Like, you're working with brands that, like, you know, want to keep this under wraps, and you get almost like a, you know, government, like, secret service sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. We're working on a very high-profile project right now that I can't tell you about. Team members are required to sign NDAs for this interview. We've actually hidden some of the components so you can't see them because we need to keep those big product launches, those exciting new unveilings. We don't want to be the one that spoils that, oh, the Brewers are adding a fifth sausage and it's going to be a chorizo. We want to make sure that the Brewers can announce that when that was announced a couple years ago.
And, you know, when I learned that Olympus was around and stuff like that, they go national and stuff like that, but I was really surprised about how many costumes and mascots you actually create in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's our home state. We love it. So we do Bucky, we do Bernie Brewer, we do the Brewers Racing Sausages, UWM's Pounce, Marquette's Golden Eagle, all sorts of fun characters for the pro and collegiate sports teams, and then countless high schools, and yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, I think that's been, we've got a chance to interview some of them, and some of them are, the high schools are my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Because the kids are just like, you know, you got some of these kids that, you know, are shy or verbally have issues, not issues, but like verbally have trouble, you know, expressing themselves, but once they get into a mascot costume or outfit, like, they're a totally different person.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put on a brand new persona. You can be a different person. It's pretty cool to see when a mascot allows a performer to come out of their shell.
And then, as a former mascot performer yourself, what do you look for in a costume? Like, what, you know, makes a costume good for the performer?
I mean, if you're a sports mascot, you want a costume that's functionally, sorry. For a sports team or university team, it's important to be able to have some function, to be able to run, to be able to not have gloves that are too big so you can use your hands, so you can catch a ball, so you can high-five a kid. So a lot of it comes down to the functionality of the mascot. There's certain things people don't think about. Brewer's Chorizo, the racing sausage, has a gigantic sombrero. The sombrero is so large, because you want to be able to see it inside the stadium, but it wouldn't fit through a standard-sized doorway. So we actually have a removable brim for one of the Brewer's Chorizo. So when it does go do different events where it needs to come inside, it can actually fit through a door. Otherwise, you'd have no way of being able to get the chorizo through a door.
Yeah, because a lot of times you're getting designs that, you know, aren't started from here. Like, someone else is giving you a logo or something like, and telling you to turn this into a mascot.
Yeah.
How difficult can that be?
I mean, so more often than not, we're given something to start with, a school logo, a pre-existing mascot they want to improve upon, or just an idea. And then what we have to do is we have to figure out how to create a functional character that somebody can wear. So if I look at Tony the Tiger on a cereal box, if we made his dimensions the way they're made in the cereal box, he would have about 4-foot wide shoulders and an 18-inch waist. So no human can fit inside of that costume. So we have to create it to human dimensions while still ensuring that Tony the Tiger looks like Tony the Tiger.
And then, personally, what does this company mean to you?
For me, Olympus is all about the team members we have here. We do certain things, like we share 20% of our profits with our employees. We try to support our employees. We have loan programs for employees. Basically, we want to create a rewarding workplace for the team. We have 250-ish total employees. And for us, if we can support them, allow them to have a career, a place where they work, where they're proud of, where they like what they do, where they're compensated fairly, and they have a chance to grow, to me, that's what's special about Olympus, and that's what Olympus means to me.
And then one thing that's come up like over and over from everyone I've interviewed so far is just the team aspect of this place and how much a team, how important a team is and how great a team is in designing these and making these.
Yeah, I mean, a mascot can't be created by an individual. I mean, it really requires a team, someone that knows how to fabricate a head, someone that knows how to design a character. You need talented seamstresses that can do patterning. You know, we have printers and cutters that are printing and cutting the fabrics, the custom fabrics we use to create the characters. So it really I bet you each new mascot, if we're starting with a new character, maybe 15 different team members may have a part in helping bring that creation to life.
That's incredible. Is there anything that I didn't ask or bring up that you want to make sure you get across?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Brittany's amazing. I don't know if you've talked to her, but
Yep. She's
done this forever, and she's got some great stories. Brittany helped create Ronald McDonald's latest look. I mean, she flew around the world for a while, test fitting Ronald's in all sorts of different countries. She would actually take their measurements, chest size, inseam, outseam, waist size, then custom tailor Ronald's tuxedo and jumpsuit to each of the individual Ronald McDonald performers across the world, throughout the world. Anybody other fun? Nothing comes to mind.
No, that's perfect. Cool. Thank you so much, sir. That was great.
You bet.
Yeah, your team is